to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Lizard Illuminati.
A new world order. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound great, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true because we know the government's lies about every single thing.
Truthers and conspiracy junkies to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones, and it's getting freezing outside. And as it cools down outside, we are bringing the fire here today because I have on somebody that needs no introduction. She is out there just making noise and waking people up left and right. Ladies and gentlemen and conspiracy junkies, my friend, Patriot Barbie, how are you doing?
Hello. We have so much to catch up on.
I know. I haven't talked to you. I feel like it's been over 2 years, I would
has think. Has it really?
I think so. So I moved to Tennessee after the last time we spoke, and now I'm in Nevada. So, like, I've kind of been a little everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. And I'm still in Arizona. I haven't moved.
Nice. Well, you know, I would think that everybody that listens to my show has a good idea of who you are, but for the new listeners and maybe new to this movement, can you let everybody know who it is that you are and what it is that you do?
Sure. I'm just a good old-fashioned freedom-loving American mom. But in 2020, I was a business owner in Oregon, defied lockdowns, and became kind of an overnight public figure, freedom fighter, and for defying the lockdowns and fighting my government. And that led to a massive awakening on my part. The awakening is still happening to this day. And just kind of became an influential figure in the patriotic movement. Got labeled the Patriot Barbie by leftists, and it stuck. So I'm the Patriot Barbie on Instagram. And I think that's it in a nutshell. Activist, author, speaker. You know.
Yes, you are. That, and it is, it's incredible to watch your journey over the past few years, because you went from standing in front of your store with a megaphone to, I mean, shaking the president's hand.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That happened.
Right.
And he's probably the president at the time. Are we going there?
Oh, definitely. I mean, this is White Rabbit. We get as crazy and tinfoil hat wearing as we could possibly get. Yes. So,
okay.
So you've spent some time at Mar-a-Lago. Maybe you've heard some rumblings on maybe there is two governing bodies at the time being. And the one that we're seeing in the media is kind of the shit show and dumpster fire on purpose so that America can see how bad it will truly get. However, they do hold a little bit of power. But I would say that Donald Trump is possibly in control of our military that is running a separate side of our government. And when he takes place, he is going to reinstate the United States as it was before we were sold out.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was wondering is, like, I'll tell you what I hear as not an extreme conspiracy theorist, but like kind of a middle ground, genuinely open-minded. If you say that those are chemtrails and they're poisoning us, I'm like, yeah, that's probably true. Like, can I prove it? Do I know anything about it? No, but my mind says that it's not that far-fetched. So what I hear is, the government, United States is it's a business, it's a corporation, and that we as citizens are like an asset to them, and that he kind of is still in control and there's martial law going maybe, but he's in control. He's letting all this fake theatrics play out so that we could wake up. But that's kind of all I really hear in the
circles.
In the conspiracy circle, like he's still in charge. I'm like, but then why would he let all this crap happen? But then when you say things like, oh, so that people will wake up and realize, and I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know, this election really does show how many people are like, we're done with the leftist crap, you know? So is that the whole purpose?
I think that a lot of people were done with the leftist crap for a long time, but they were scared to come out and say it. So it surprised me, Lindsay, because a few weeks back, I went to Trump's last rally that he held out here in Reno. And there was a guy out there. We were doing street interviews, just people standing in line and everything. And there was a business owner and we were talking to him. And we asked if we could get we could interview him. And he was like, oh, no, you know, like I don't want to be seen because I'll lose clients and blah, blah, blah. And I think that now that he has won the election, was swept the country, basically, that those people that were scared to speak out were stuck. We're finally starting to see those MAGA hats creep out in public. And I think that's a good thing. But then we had the people like you and I that weren't afraid to take those grenades and gunfire there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And in the world that I'm in, I took it pretty, pretty bad because I'm still on the fence about Trump. But I started saying, I think Trump's not a good guy. I think that maybe he is theatrics for us. And, you know, because in masonry, Albert Pike said, when they need a hero, we will provide them one. And there is a lot of things that Elon has been posting. I think it's great that he's posting Q stuff, but I jumped off of the Q train and a long time ago. And I've been teetering on the fence between Trump and Q. I was having you on, hoping maybe you could reel me back in on the Trump
thing. Oh my gosh.
I'm also going to have Alan Jacoby on pretty soon to try to help reel me back in, because I got to tell you, man, I think that all of this is already been planned out and we're just seeing it unfold right now the way that it was meant to and supposed to.
Yeah. Interesting. So you think, as far as the worldwide stage, you think that it's possible that Trump is another one of the players, the actors?
Yes.
Okay.
Not only one of them, but like the main actor.
Yeah. Like the Brad Pitt, the A-lister.
Yes.
I gotta be honest. Let's go open-minded. Like I can't see how that's very far-fetched, right? I mean, it's, who better than to be the star of the show than a wealthy millionaire, like reality TV star, right? Right. And I'm not far enough down the hole to say, oh, Brad, you're being dramatic. Let me, I've had lunch with the guy. I've hung out with him. No, he's like, I haven't, I've met him. And I just don't put anything past anything anymore. You know?
I know. And it does suck that we have to go to that sometimes. And I really do hope I'm wrong, but you know, Elon posted that picture. I believe it was Byron or, it might've been, I can't remember, but basically a silhouette and it looked like a cross. Right. Okay. And then he put, Ordeus, whatever it was that he wrote, but it basically means New World Order. And in that, what he said is America has been taken away from you and you will be free to be, to build yet again. And well, what are Freemasons? They're builders. And my roommate is a Freemason and he says, cause I'm always like, it's the Freemasons. It's like, you guys are trying to take over the world, you know? And he's like, no, actually the world's been taken away from us by these other people. And he's like, you replace the name Freemasons with, and he has a certain name that he says, and he's like, those are the people that are doing it.
Interesting.
However, I just kind of went on rambling there because I love these topics, but But I feel like if Kamala would have won, it would have been game over. Like, lights out, good night, end of America, end of this illusion that we have right now. And so did I vote for Donald Trump? You bet your fucking ass I voted for Donald Trump, because the alternative is way worse. Now, what I do think with Donald Trump is they are going to reshape not only America, but the world and what they see fit. And that is going to benefit us as people for a few generations to come, I believe. But in the end, they're still going to get their one world order.
Right. So when you say if Kamala would have won, that's admitting, A, that the elections are still up to the American people, right? So that's not part of the rig, or...
Because if they would have selected her in, then it would have been like this. Now we get to watch this whole play out where it's going to look like the left is going to go down kicking and screaming and pull out all stops. We just know, or we just heard that Biden's basically given the okay for nuclear weapons to go to Ukraine to be used towards Russia. And I don't care if you're American or not, you can't be mad at Putin for getting pissed off about that and retaliating if he does, because we would have done the same thing.
Yeah,
I feel like they are giving the optics and scare tactics of World War III, but I don't think it's really going to come to that.
Well, because that's just another, like, it's just another plot in the movie of where it's just like a scary movie where you're watching and the door is creaking. So you're watching the door. And you're waiting, what's behind the door? And then it's a cat, you know? Oh, they got me so good. Oh, they got me, right? It's like, oh, happy ending. Is it just the door creaking? Like, let's get them all freaked out and then thinking about and scared about. And then, nope, we're just going to pull the plug. It wasn't really ever going to happen. We're just making sure you're on edge. So what would have happened then if you're saying if Kamala would have been selected and you say they would have blown the lid off this whole thing? What does that look like?
Well, I believe, I'm not exactly sure what that would have entailed, but I believe that with all of the illegal aliens that have been here, and it's not only here in the United States, because I have a buddy who's on the run in the UK for posting about it on social media, how they're building these armies. And so he was going to hotels in the UK and they're not letting anybody that's an actual citizen anywhere near these hotels. They say that you're trespassing.
Interesting. But
yeah. And while they're holding all these illegals there, and he's under the impression that they're building armies. He's like, and that's what we've been seeing over here is military aged men. And I have this whole thing is if you were running away from something bad and you're trying to protect your family, you're going to bring them with you. Mm-hmm. If you're going off to war, you're going to leave your family at home. And we're seeing and the children that we are seeing, I'm afraid that majority of them are being trafficked over here.
Right.
And without their parents.
Yeah. Yep.
And so if Kamala would have won, I believe that all of those people would have been given their marching orders to turn violent against the American people to create the civil war that is much needed.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
And then they would have been able to draw out martial law. And I wouldn't be surprised if they would have had UN soldiers come in, and then that would have been it. They would have used chaos to bring us into one world government with their order.
Do you think that they would have used the same structure that they did with COVID? Like, everyone knows that COVID was a scam, first of all, but like a test run kind of. Would they have done the same thing? Like, oh, the streets aren't safe. These people are out there. They're behaving as a military. We don't know who's in charge. Stay in your homes, lock down, stay home, stay safe. And that would have kind of brought in like, all right, we've got you under control now kind of thing.
I think that's a great tactic, and I didn't even think about that. Honestly, if you want to know what it is that they would have done, I would look at Myanmar, and a couple of other countries where they've been doing dry runs of this, basically. What is it used to be called? Like Burmese or something like that? Myanmar. But they basically had a coup like what we were hoping would happen here. During the Biden and Trump election, when we thought that Q was going to take over and there was going to be all these military arrests and whatnot. Well, that actually did take place in this other country, but the people didn't understand what the fuck was going on. So they ended up retaliating against their own military, and it was just complete chaos. What the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Biatch! Let's go!
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the light. Flat Earth revelations. Everything's alright. Clothes that fit your vibe. Medallion shining bright. Stand for what you believe. Join the truth tonight. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories. Truth in every piece. Step into the story. Claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. Get your gear again and again. Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories. Truth in every piece. Step into the story. Claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so come. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again and again. And again.
And scary.
We live in crazy times. And yeah. I'm one of those people that believe that we choose when and where it is that we come to experience this, mm-hmm. that we're all experiencing together. Okay. And I think it's interesting that some of us chose this particular time and place.
Interesting. What, okay. So at what point did we change? What did we decide this?
Man, I don't know, because our memories are erased every time we die.
Hold on. This is titled Deep Dive with the Patriot Barbie. So we're going here.
Yes. Okay. I was hoping I could blow your mind, because I remember the first time you were on the show, I said, what was your first red pill moment? And you talked about COVID. Mm-hmm. And I brought up Flat Earth and you were like, oh my God. any announcements you'd like to make to the conspiracy junkies listening?
So that was last on in 2022 then, apparently. I could probably check my email and see, like, our last communication.
Right.
I am officially a flat earther.
Yes. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Yeah, you cannot convince me now. You cannot convince me otherwise. I'm like the person now that goes on a rant if someone tries to say, well, what about this? What about this? I'm like, this. And I'm not shy about it. I mean, clearly once I decide something, I'm not quiet about it. But yeah, I think, I mean, I recall being brought up like the flat earth conversation so many times after 2020. And I thought, what am I in now that I'm like red pilled? Like now everyone's like, we're all conspiracy theorists and JFK was murdered and 9/11. And there's still so many out there, right? But this one specifically in the last, honestly, I've been like open-minded about it for the last year and a half. And then when I downloaded the Flat Earth app by Flat Earth Dave, I started going through the videos and I was like, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. It's over. It is definitely not round. And yes. You can't convince me that it's round. So that was like in the last 3 months. I've only had the app on my phone for probably 2 months. But in the last 3 to 6 months, I've like officially decided. So.
Oh, that is so awesome. I'm going to have to say, I love this. And I'm going to have to send you an episode that I did with Josh Monday. He's the host of the Christian Conspiracy Podcast.
Okay.
And he does a presentation where he breaks down and proves that we live on a flat earth using only scripture.
Ooh, well, yeah. Scripture was the biggest thing for me. Like the biggest thing for me is believing above all else that we are in a spiritual war. And that there is a real spiritual war happening, like literally right here on my shoulder every single day. And it makes you, when you start being open-minded about, okay, if we're in a spiritual war, what are the lies that we're being told by the devil? And what are the lies that we were being told regularly by our government? And COVID was one of them. It was still a big, huge lie. And when you start to say, okay, well, when someone has set a precedent as a liar, like if your spouse cheats on you forever and ever, you know, their character is questionable forever and ever. It's not always a mistake. No big deal. The government lied to us during COVID. They blatantly lied. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Just kidding. Another week. Just kidding. Another week. I mean, those are lies after lies after lies. When you know that they lie, you start to say, well, what else could they lie about? Well, that's when you become a conspiracy theorist. That's when you question 9/11 and JFK and the earth being round and the theatrics and everything. And that was the first thing that really caught my attention was someone saying that like biblical scripture does not support a round earth. And I'm like, okay, well, show me that. Because I'll start with the Bible above all else before I'll believe any conspiracy theory or any podcaster or any app, show me the Bible. And it was all of those scriptures, all of them. I think there's at least 24 that I was sent in that one instance that that I read that supported flat earth. And I was like, because of the scripture alone, I am willing to have this conversation. And then I started following a few flat earthers on social media. And one of my favorites is the Fittest Flat Earther.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, I mean, he's like full conspiracy. I'm like, okay, we're going to like transgender people. All right, whatever. Open-minded there too. But like his flat earth videos are very informational. One of my favorites is, you know, the sun, not of course rising, but like circling the round field, the circular field of the earth. And how, but wait, I can see the sun come up over the earth and go around. And he's like, well, look at these lights on the street. They look like they're getting closer to the ground as they get farther away. But as you, they come closer, they go up. And I tested this theory this morning, even because I'm teaching my children that the earth is flat. I'm telling them, showing them, because we're renaming the sunset and the sunrise, because the sun does not rise and it doesn't set. So we're calling it sun sneak, which is the sunrise. It's just sneaking towards us. And sunrun, which is when it's running away. It's just getting farther away. So sun sneak and sunrun.
I love those.
You want to steal those? Yeah.
How old are your kids?
10, 8, and 4.
Oh, this is so awesome. Okay. Yeah. So I have one of the sponsors of the show actually is charismictruestore.com. Okay. And a good friend of mine is an author and she goes by Level Plane Poem. Not okay. Plane, like plane, like level okay. plane.
Yeah. Yep.
Poem. And she has children's poems that it's a lot like the videos, but they're in children's form in books, but they're cool for adults to read too. I have some here myself.
They might wake some adults up because some adults think like children.
And then they just put out an actual novel, and it's got great graphics. Sean Hibbler's wife did the graphics for the novel. It's amazing. Yep. And it is about these kids that live on the outside of the Antarctic wall that, okay. meet kids that live on the inside. And they're so intrigued that they think that they believe that we live on a spinning ball. So they want to know more about each other. And that's what the book is about. And it's freaking so awesome.
Cool. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I will hook you up with the information so you can get that stuff, because I think even if the kids are older, I love this stuff because I think it's awesome. So
yeah, that's so cool. So yeah, today we were talking about where the sun is and in conjunction with everything. And I show my kids the flat earth map and I'm like, it's right here. See, so like around 1 o'clock today, it's going to be kind of right above us. But I was thinking of the fittest flat earthers analogy with the street lights. And I'm driving and I see, because I'm in Arizona, a palm tree, right? And the palm tree is pretty far away. And so I'm looking at the palm tree. And of course, I'm looking at the road a little bit. But as the palm tree gets closer, like this is my hand, right? Where are my eyes going? They're going up because it's getting closer. Just like the palm tree is getting closer, but your eyes are shifting up. And I'm like, that's how I can explain to my children, why does the sun look like it's coming up? Because that's what, when something gets closer to you.
Yes. That's what perspective you have.
Exactly. So, and so many people just can't comprehend like the art of illusion itself when they're like, the sun comes up though. I'm like, well, it looks like it comes up, but as you're driving upon something like, and you're seeing and you're looking above yourself, it's not coming up. It's in the same spot. Anyway, it's just really fun.
It is very fun.
Really, you're like finding new flat earth me, right? Where I get to like, as a child and childlike faith, hear the fact, the truth being told to me, and then absorbing it, trying to digest like the lie that's been told for 43 years of my life. And then also put it in play with like normal objects around me and understand like, and try to re-explain it to other people. Because it doesn't help for me to know that the earth is flat. It helps for me to tell other people that the earth is flat.
So I'm sure you get asked this a lot if you do speak on it. And I do want to give you this piece of advice. It doesn't matter if you change anybody's mind or not. It's not going to, it doesn't affect you in any way, shape or form. So don't let it piss you off, because a lot of people will get mad. Yep.
But hold on. But is it kind of okay to get mad if like they won't really hear the information? It's like, they're so set on, but I've been told this. I'm like, but okay. So if you only believe what you're told, I'm telling you this. Why don't you believe what I'm telling you? If you're so closed-minded, you're not willing to explore the truth in any capacity. Like that really pisses me off.
It's cognitive dissonance, and people will dismiss it so quickly because it sounds so ridiculous. And the reason that it sounds so ridiculous is because you've been told otherwise your entire life.
Right. Okay.
And so to hear something that contradicts basically the foundation of your life, it sounds astronomically crazy to people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've gotten this question. And why the lie? Why do you know why the lie?
Well, you know, why the lie itself is really so extreme that I think that when they ask, well, why would they lie about that? That's when you kind of go like, okay, I'm going to lose you here, because if we believe that we're on a spinning globe hurling through outer space and we came from a Big Bang theory, then there is no God and there is no purpose. And there really is just no savior. Like there's just, you just happen to exist and that separates you from God. Whereas if you believe that the earth is flat and immovable and in a foundation and like a terranium, the way the Bible says, then you would have to admit that someone, something had placed us there intentionally, that we are the center of the universe and that we each have a purpose. Right. And then you got to go, right? I'm reading the green thing on the bottom of your screen. Then you got to go like, well, why would they not want us to be like, why would they not want us to know about God? Because they're all demons and like we live in a demonic world. And then they're kind of like, all right, I'm out.
Right. They don't want us to know our true potential. And here's something that is part of the reason why that you could tell people that don't believe in God. You say, strictly ask them this question, say, do you trust the government? 9 times out of 10, people are going to say no. Then say, well, then why do you trust NASA? Because NASA is the government. Mm-hmm. And then you can tell them this. If they can convince you that you live somewhere where you don't really live, they can convince you of anything.
Anything. Yep.
And you don't even have to bring up God, because I've come across that myself. I'm like, well, you just take God out of the equation. And they're like, ugh. And I'm like, ah, yeah, see, it's working.
Yeah, that's a good one. So if they can convince you that you live somewhere you don't even live, if they convince you, they're convincing you of everything that you know scientifically around you, that water yes. is held to the earth by gravity, but somehow birds can fly, that that we're spinning, that the sun is here, that the eclipse means this, like everything that you think you know about your entire existence in this atmosphere, if that was a lie, then you really don't know anything.
Exactly. You know, and you can take it like this analogy as well, too. You know, if you get involved with somebody and don't realize what type of a person that they are, and then you marry them later, that doesn't change the fact that how they were before was how they were before. Mm-hmm. So when people will wake up to certain things and won't go back to, well, they lied about that. What I'm trying to say is people will turn on a light switch. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, from here on out, I'm questioning everything that the government says. Mm-hmm. But that's that foundation that people's lives is truly around. And that's where I was going with a marriage, is that's your foundation. And so when you go into that foundation based off of a lie to begin with, there is no relationship there at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So juicy. There was something I was thinking of when you were talking, and I was trying to think of like, the most radical conspiracy theories that I've heard recently, and now that you're done talking, I forgot what the theory was. But
yo, conspiracy junkies, you like garlic? Then get ready for the flavor explosion. That's Flavors of the Forest.
Let's go.
Chef Nelson's in the kitchen, got the garlic on lock. Freeze-dried magic, watch some red pills drop. From a campfire chat to a taste so real. Bigfoot breath, nah, it's the real deal. No more fake powders, just raw garlic dust. Sprinkle it on pizza, it's a flavor you can trust. They went wild for it, said put it in a jar. Now it's Flavors of the Forest, we're going hard. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. You better grab it, don't you miss it, gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Matt and Nelson, they started with a dream. Flavor so fresh, call it Garlic Dream Team. From the restaurant kitchen to your backyard grill. Flavors of the forest, even with your pill. Wood-fired pizza, eggs at the dawn. This garlic's got your back, you know you're not wrong. Get the jar, pop the top, and taste the seed. Raw garlic dust is the best you've ever seen. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands should retire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Miss it, gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste buds alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. From a campfire joke to a garlic revolution, Flavors of the Forest is the perfect solution. Bigfoot breath, that flavor we serve. This raw garlic magic is my motherfucking word. So grab your jar, order yours right now. Flavors of the Forest, make the mother chefs bow. Garlic that's raw and it's all for you. 25% off, code RABBIT, that's the move. FlavorsForest.com, you know we bring the fire. Garlic so fresh, other brands call me sire. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Don't you miss it, gotta have it. FlavorsForest.com, taste the forest vibe. Garlic so bold, bring your taste alive. 25% off with promo code RABBIT. Get the garlic magic, you won't regret it, grab it. Flavors of the Forest, it's not just garlic. It's a flavor journey, you're gonna love it. Promo code RABBIT, get yours now. Flavors of the Forest, make your taste buds wow. FlavorForest.com, winter flavor is no conspiracy. Boom.
Dang it. That's going to make me mad. I'll think of it and then I'm going to interrupt you. Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. I hope it does come back. you.
Okay, so my kids are, thank God, because of who I am, that I'm teaching them to be like critical thinkers, right? And so we were told, and this is spurred off of your dinosaurs were never real thing at the bottom. My son, who loves dinosaurs, will say, well, if the earth is flat, or actually here, let's go the other way. If the earth were round and the government told us that at what, a comet or what is it? An asteroid?
A meteor.
Came and hit the earth and destroyed all the dinosaurs. I'm thinking, okay, well, the dinosaurs only live in like a centralized area, or do they live all over the earth? Because if a thing came and destroyed the entire earth, wouldn't the whole earth not exist? If you're going to destroy ball to the point of every creature on it dying, the ball wouldn't exist. So my son's like, yeah. I'm like, so even if we wanted to pretend, and then you're going to tell me about dinosaurs, that they didn't exist, even if they did exist, if a meteor came and destroyed them, it would need to destroy a section of Earth. Otherwise, it would destroy the entire Earth. Therefore, the Earth is flat. All right. So now you're going to have to tell me about dinosaurs.
Okay. So without everything that I could totally get into, because I would need Eric Dubé's research in front of me. He's the one that blew the lid off of this. If I'm not mistaken, he used to be a Harvard researcher. Could be wrong about the Harvard thing, but he was a professor at a college. He's the one that blew the lid off of Flat Earth. And he wrote the book called 200 Proofs That the Earth is Flat.
Okay.
And then he came out with dinosaurs never existed. And then you're like, okay, man, you cannot like take away space from me. And now take away dinosaurs. Those were like my two favorite things growing up. Like, yeah. The
truth, right? Oh, hey, hold on. What does that tell you? Right. What does it tell you that if you go into Walmart or Target or Amazon, all the little boys' pajamas are dinosaurs and spaceships? Dinosaurs, it's like a repeated indoctrination as a child. Yeah.
Very, very indoctrinated from the beginning stages. I mean, you have the freaking whatever that is called, a moped thing.
The mobile that you hang above the galaxy.
Yep. So it starts there. Mm-hmm. And so he says that there is actually no evidence that there were dinosaurs. And so I'm like, all right, here we go. And so you start going down this rabbit hole and you discover that that there was no dinosaurs ever found up until these two Masons who were trying to get fame for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden between these two Masons, they found every single existing species of dinosaurs within, I want to say a 25-year period. And so the skinny on that and why the lie, and I can tell you how it is a lie, and I could break that down too, but the skinny on that, why the lie, is they're hiding Nephilim. And when people find bones from giants, descendants of Nephilim, they come in and swipe it up real quick and they take it to the Smithsonian and you never see it again. Now with the bones that they give us in these museums, you can ask anybody at these museums or even look at the placards next to them and it'll say replica because they're not actual bones. And a lot of the bones that we do see that are not supposedly aren't replica, that they've tried to recreate with what they have left, is actually like animal bones, chicken bone, right, plastic, mold, stuff like that.
If I go to a museum and there's a bone there and it says, this is the actual authentic bone of fill in the blank. How do I know that it's that bone? It could be literally, like you're saying, the hip bone of a giant from biblical times. It could be the hip bone of a Nephilim.
Nephilim. Yes.
Nephilim. Like, how do I know, or how do I know to teach my child that? It could definitely be a bone. They're just saying it came off a T-Rex.
Right. And to go back into newspaper clippings and stuff around the same time, they were finding all these supposed dinosaur bones, is a lot of uncoverings of these giant bones, which we're still uncovering bones of giants to this day. Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening, go take a peek into the Book of Enoch, where he greatly entails the Nephilim and what happens what happened when the fallen angels took human wives for their own. So anyways, with the dinosaurs, there's just so many things that you could look into. And I would say the best place to start would be Eric Dubé's breakdown of why that is and why the lie of that. And it also, when people say fossil fuels, they automatically think of dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, man, there must have been an awful lot of them stegosauruses because we're still driving around. it was a money grab one. It's altering our history, because if we think that these giant monsters were running around eating everything in sight, you know, then it's easy to think that there weren't humans that had civilizations back then, which there were. Mm-hmm. And what else do you take out of it? I forgot where I was going with this.
So that's a good point. Hold on. That's a really good point, because we believe in biblical times, but if the government is trying to tell us, well, these massive things existed instead, right? How could Adam and Eve survive on an earth, on a globe, with these animals eating them? So it's just a story that they can tell that contradicts the Bible.
Absolutely, it contradicts the Bible. And we can use science to contradict science too, because if you look at a T-Rex and you know anything about physics, there's no way that the weight proportion of that thing would actually work. It wouldn't be able to run. It wouldn't be able to walk. If it tried to bend over to eat anything, it would fall over. Like, these things were just created by somebody that didn't take into account that there would be smart people looking at these going, hey, this doesn't actually work.
Is this lie going to hold up?
Right.
Okay. So aliens, here's my theory, my uneducated theory. Right? Okay. This is probably exciting to you, because you're like, oh, I get to school her. Let's see what she thinks.
Or not. Maybe you're dead on.
Let's see what this newbie thinks. All right. So extraterrestrial actually means extra land.
Yes.
Okay. Are aliens, clearly they're not from outer space, because outer space doesn't exist. Are aliens, like, are they other beings from land outside the Antarctic wall? The Bible says that, like, demons will rise up out of the sea. Are aliens also like demons as underwater creatures? Are aliens demons? Do we believe that there are other beings outside of Antarctic land? And what are they?
Yes to everything you just said.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that makes it worse. Okay.
Yes to everything that you just said. So it just to say, like, aliens would be to say animals, right? Okay. So we only picture like one thing, but it could be a multitude of different species that we're talking about. And if we want to get into things, species that we know about the Viril Society, which is of reptilian shapeshifters that have been walking the earth since before humans. And then what's the other ones? But yeah, we have civilizations outside of the Antarctic wall, which we can't really verify any of these things, but we have enough evidence to point out all of these things. And then as far as demons, absolutely, I believe that there is a species that many times aliens will be misconstrued as interdimensional beings, as fallen angels, and as demons that are trying to trick. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So these half-breed reptilians, are they, what are they? Are they something from the Bible? Are they, okay, where, like, what does the Bible describe them like?
So in the Bible, it talks about times of Adam and Eve, and it talks about the beasts of the fields. And it's not talking about animals. It's talking about these creatures that were inhabited on earth before Adam and Eve took reign.
Okay.
And there was, rules are very important. It's like laws. If they're broken, the structure of everything is very important. And the structure was broken. Therefore, Adam and Eve inherited the earth. And now it's Satan's earth because Eve decided to go against God.
This also helps with, because I'm like one of those people that just talks before I think, so I'm not thinking, but this helps with the idea that the serpent spoke, and you're like, well, we live with snakes. And when we hear serpent, we hear snake. Snakes don't talk. So like, did snakes talk back in biblical times? No. But if you're saying that there are these reptilians that are very different than the reptiles that we see today, right? Is that how like the serpent says to Eden?
I love that you're able to like just connect the dots like so quickly without me even having to get there. It's fucking awesome. Yes. So, but you know, this is all hearsay and it's going to be different people's take on how they interpret the different readings. And if you haven't read the Book of Enoch, I highly suggest it because it dives deep into it. The Vatican had that taken out of the Bible. It was originally in the Bible.
So where does one find it?
Oh, you can find it online. Super easy. Okay. I have audio versions of, there's three different ones.
I'm surprised they haven't removed it from online yet.
Right. I really want to get in the Vatican and see what they got locked up in that secret library.
Yeah. So funny. I was just telling, I have a girl living with me and we were talking conspiracy theories and we were talking about the Bible and how confusing some stuff is and not like it's not complete. And I said, it's locked up in that Catholic place. And she's like, what Catholic place? I'm like, the thing, the wherever the Pope lives, like the Catholics have it. She's like, where? I'm like, I can't think of the name right now. And that there it is, the Vatican.
Yes, the Vatican. They have that locked up nice and tight. And yeah, the Pope is one of the most evil things on this planet. I just, to be able to deceive that many people into thinking that you're following the word. And it's just, that to me is the epitome of evil right there. You know, and single-handedly moving child predators from one congregation to another. Mm-hmm. It's just disgusting. Yeah, I don't know. And that's not saying that Catholics are bad. It's the organization of Catholics and right. The evil people at the top that run it, because I have family members and I know Catholics that are some of the best people you will ever meet. Mm-hmm. However, they have all walks of life and everything.
Yep. So we went like, I love that we keep going, boop, flat earth, aliens, reptiles. But I want to get back to, and what do we have? Do we have an hour?
I'd like to go an hour and a half, but as long as, if you need to leave earlier than that, that's fine.
So I'm supposed to be on another call in 20 minutes, or actually in 7 minutes, but I'm going to have to tell her I'm late because we've only been going 40 minutes.
Oh, but, I love you. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to get back to us choosing the life that we choose next after we die.
Okay. So
I don't even know where to start there.
Hey there, pet parents. If you're like me, then your furry family members mean the world to you. That's why I'm excited to introduce to you purepetwellness.com, your trusted source for all pet related CBD products. PurePetWellness.com apart. Well, for starters, it's an American family-owned business with genuine love for animals. They understand the unique bond you share with your pets, and they've dedicated helping your furry companion to live their best lives. Live their best lives. And I'm pretty sure that the owners are flat earthers. You can't go wrong with that. That's pretty dope, right? Pure Pet Wellness. Solutions. Pure Pet Wellness is where your journey stops, because they have premium CBD products specially crafted for your pets, from calming tensors to soothing balms. They've got you covered. And conspiracy junkies get 20% off at checkout. Just use promo code RABBIT. Watch the prices drop.
PurePetWearWellness.com. Your pets gotta have it. PurePetWearWellness.com. Use promo code RABBIT. PurePetWellness.com. Your pets gotta have it. PurePetWellness.com. Use promo code RABBIT.
So I think that, and I don't have this locked in, or else I would have all the answers and I would not.
And mind you, I don't need all the answers and I don't even need the facts. I just need the idea to start, the ball rolling, right?
Okay. So here is the theory, and you can totally be Christian and still have this belief as well, I think, because I am.
Okay.
When your relatives bring you into the light, you want to do the opposite, because that is the keepers basically deceiving you into coming into a new rebirth and having to do this all over again. Okay. And once you've leveled up to the point where you realize enough, you're ready to go on. So when you go there and they're like, come into the light, you're like, I've done this enough times. No, thank you. And then you walk that way into the abyss, and it's supposed to be extremely scary, but then it's not. And who knows what happens after that. But then you level up. You level up and you bring your experience back to source. And
if you go into the light, that's a deception of being born. It's being born again, but not in a Christian way. Being born again into a new body, new life, all that.
Yep.
Okay.
Erased, do a do-over.
Okay. And we all have the choice at that moment of death, which we have the conscious choice to say, would you say that has anything to do with salvation? Being a Christian and knowing the Lord, he'll guide you. I'm not going to put you in with the keepers. You're going to go this way.
I don't know, because there's some contradictive things that happen in there, right? Like if you are a true believer and you go before God, then you should be judged right then and there, and your fate would be decided right then and there. And you wouldn't even have to worry about what you and I are discussing right now, you would think. I don't know if this is some sort of a cheat code or something. But all I know is, like, anywhere from people from Dolores Cannon to David Icke to some of the biggest philosophers all say the same thing, that do not go into the light, and that's how your memory gets erased and you start all over again. And I think that we chose to come here because we want to experience something. So if you start all over again, I'm not so certain that you don't start all over again in that exact same life and try to fix it without having the knowledge that you did it once before. And
right. So bummer, because like you and I are sitting here admitting that we were dumb enough to go into the light at one point.
Yes, or multiple times.
Okay, I want you to just chew on this, okay?
That's a theory, not saying
I'm going to give you another theory that I have not researched. And again, speaking before I think, so I can't believe I'm doing this on a live show. The Bible often talks about everlasting life. It talks about life being a gift. It talks about life being like the most precious gift God's ever given us, right? Is there anything to be thought of or rolled out or sought out about the idea that if we are like reincarnated, given life again, that is actually our salvation? God says life is that beautiful, even though your next one is going to have hardships also. The gift that I give you is that you come into the light and you are given life again. It's the greatest gift I have. Is there any, like, chew on that, right? I'm sure have you ever heard that said?
Not the way that you just said it, no. And right. I am chewing on it.
And there are people that exist, kids even, that are so innocent, that can talk about a life that they used to be, and they can name their wife and their children and what they look like and their ages and house they lived in and the address. And it makes no sense whatsoever to anyone, unless you have A, an open mind, and B, like a biblical way to apply it. Because for everything for me, I'm like, if you can't apply it biblically, even if I can't prove it, and even if there's nothing to it, then I'm out. But you could apply reincarnation as a belief, not as a mystical belief or an atheist belief, as a biblical belief that if God says life is a gift and he does promise everlasting life upon salvation, isn't there a chance that when you die, your everlasting life is a new life? And that would explain reincarnation to these like modern day unexplainables.
Yeah, it definitely could. I never really believed in reincarnation as far as like you're going to come back as a tree or a daisy or some crap like that. Like, but what you're saying, it makes a little bit of sense. But we also got to take into factor that there's things that we can't perceive, because the only thing that we can perceive is the existence that we know of in this experience that we're sharing right now. And so eternal life may not necessarily mean life in this 3D realm that we're experiencing. There could be an 8D realm that is our home, and it'll feel like home once we go there. And that's where our eternal life is.
Crazy.
But there will be paradise on earth, right? There'll be the 1,000-year cleanup, and he has promised those that want it and follow his word can have everlasting life on here, paradise on earth. So that is an option.
Okay.
But here's what I do know. The energy cannot be created or destroyed. So we've always been just like God. We've always been and we never will die. Our energy goes into another form of energy one way or another.
Okay. I believe that. I had a friend once tell me, and it, you know, to anyone else, it would sound crazy, but I'm like, you know, I don't know. I don't know everything. I don't know anything, actually. She said that he's so spiritually in tune. He can remember actually being, right? This guy's not on drugs. He can remember being like an aura floating around the earth. He remembers it. He remembers knowing that he wasn't in any shape or form. He was just like an energy floating around. And I'm like, that's trippy. Trippy in a way I cannot comprehend. And yet.
That is trippy.
Maybe he does.
Yes. But you know, it's got to make you, you got to realize too, that it must suck being like that, because it even made angels have sexual urges to the point where they gave up everything. So I don't know. I mean, but God isn't going to promise us something amazing and shortchange us. So I wouldn't.
Well, and you know, we believe, or at least I believe that, you know, life begins at conception, but the Bible actually says contradictory to that as well, that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And so to your point of us being an energy source, like what were we before we were? Were we an energy source, you know, not physical, not tangible, not citable, just like existing and waiting for God to bring us into fruition, you know?
Is this our test, right? Is this like us, we were sitting with him and knew him? He knew us? All right, your memory suppressed. I'm throwing you down there. Prove yourself. If you didn't know anything about this, would you still be able to do what's right down there in that world of temptation?
Wow. Will you be connected to me enough to recognize my existence amongst everything that goes against me?
Yes, chills. I know you got to go. Thank you so much for staying here. You are so awesome. I love
you. Can I just say, I don't say this to anyone else. I do not say this to anyone else, okay? I want to come back on.
Oh, I love it. Yes, like, you will,
the next few months. Like, this is too fun. I'm going to write down the craziest conspiracy theories I've ever heard, and we're just gonna talk about them.
Absolutely. And you have my number, so if you hear something crazy along when you're out on the road or whatever, just text me. Just text me and I'll be like, we can discuss it for sure. I know.
Okay, I love it. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Is JFK a reptilian? Yes, I do it.
Man, we could go so crazy.
Oh my gosh,
so,
I don't love it.
Everybody, you guys can scroll down. You know the business and type on everything Patriot Barbie right down there if you want to let everybody know any upcoming events or anything they should know about.
No, but follow me on Instagram, the.patriot.barbie.
Yes, absolutely. You guys go ahead and scroll down right now. Click on everything about Patriot Barbie and all of her links are right there. Go ahead and click it. Give her a 5-star like and subscribe to all of her stuff. And while you're doing that, please like and subscribe to the show if you're not already and give a 5-star. Thank you guys so much for listening and keep digging down those rabbit holes. If you have to jump during the outro, I get it.
Catalyst Jones, Mad Hatter, minds blown. Down the rabbit hole where the truth's unknown. Flat earth, twist your mind like I'm throwing stones. MK Ultra secrets carved in ancient bones. NASA's in the basement, underground control. Hollywood puppets playing their role. Secret societies where whispers roam. Jones in the matrix chasing clues alone. Welcome conspiracy, junkies let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Jones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip. Moon landings questioned, are we on the grid? Aliens crop circles, what they never did. Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid. Breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome conspiracy, junkies let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows. Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Jones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip. Moon landings questioned, are we on the grid? Aliens crop circles, what they never did. Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid. Breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome conspiracy, junkies let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies break the shell.